Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys. I'm super excited about this episode. If you know anything about us, you know that we don't do it like the rest of the world. That's why we call it the new marriage. If you haven't figured that out, it's because we're disrupting divorce with the new marriage, because everything we teach is we even add to the things that we think are glorious that we learn out there. You know, there's a lot of tools that we use that we'll share with you guys that go into our program. But even with my book that's coming out here, guys, if you want it, moralmarriage.com/disrupt, get yourself on the list, because there's going to be a big pre-sale. There's going to be so many awesome things that come with this, like free coaching. I won't get into that right now. Shameless plug, though. But here's the thing. What I say in my book is this. This is a great tool, but like all the tools, we have our own twist, okay? And the reason is simple. Stop saying this goes away in your marriage. The things that we learn in society, the things that we learn that we're enforcing are all things that we don't want. Sex goes away with marriage is what I'm thinking of when I hear that. We're gonna talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Right? You guys are normalizing shit that's not even exciting. You're normalizing staying together with the kids, for the kids, sorry. Like, you're taking the things that people say, narcissists can't change, and you're creating a reality for yourself
that keeps you stuck.
Stuck.
We don't believe in being stuck. If you know anything about our story, you know that we believe in the opposite of being stuck. It would be devastating to be stuck where we used to be. So we have fought against everything. You know, there's a lot of things that go away with marriage, according to society. Think about the first couple of dates you went on. Your husband was a gentleman when he was, you know, your boyfriend or first date. He opened the door for you. We were leaving church actually a couple of weeks ago, and I will often open my own door, and I'll see him coming, and I'll get in the car, and then he closes my door. Sometimes if he gets to the door first, he'll open it. And if we're walking to it at the same time.
That's only kid-based. If we have no kids, I got the door.
If we're walking at the same time, I don't reach for the door. It's just that if he's doing something with the kids and I'm ahead of him, he likes to open my door, and I like it. It makes me feel like this woman. We were leaving church, and one of the pastors of all people opened down his window and said, "Can you open the door for me too? That's so cool," and kept driving. I feel sorry for his wife that he doesn't open her door. Now, it doesn't mean I can open my own damn door. But
of course you
can. I can do a lot of things by myself. I just don't want to. I like that my husband wants to be that person for me. And this is an example of, and it doesn't, if your husband doesn't open doors for you, it doesn't mean that he has to. It doesn't mean he's a bad person. It doesn't mean whatever. It's just something nice if this is something that you believe. But in this example with the person that called out, the pastor, it's possible that he used to do it and doesn't do it anymore. Why? Because they have a bunch of kids. Why? Because they're busy. Why? Because they're taking separate vehicles. Well, that's the whole point. You need to be intentional to want to get in the same vehicle. You need to be intentional to be able to prioritize yourselves above the children. You need to be intentional to do all of these things, because if you don't, they will go away. That's why society says they go away, because they will go away if you don't prioritize them. And then if you are not intentionally fighting against what society says, then you're going to get exactly the result of what happens to everybody else. So it's not just sex goes away with marriage. It's simple things like opening car doors, driving in the same vehicle.
I love where this went, because it wasn't exactly what I was thinking, but I love where this went. So I'm going to tie this together a little bit. The first thing that we talked about is really mindset shifts. You have to understand that if you tell yourself something and you start to believe it, then you're going to have that happen. Everything is connected to it. I didn't make this stuff up, guys. We talked about cliches in the last episode. Well, this is the same thing. Affirmation statements are real. If you say I suck every day, you will soon believe you suck, and you will do things that make sure that you do suck. You'll do things that make sure that you lose. That's just it. You need to change your mindset. Every successful person on the planet, I mean it, every successful person on the planet will tell you this. And that doesn't mean if you mean, you know, healthy marriage, or if you mean super uber rich, okay? Ripped. Everything is your mindset. And if you're telling yourself all of these things, you're going to create a support. I'm going to use the sex one because it's, I think sex is always the easiest example. Sex goes away with marriage. So you stop initiating. That's an easy example, right? You're like, ah, it's normal. After the kids, that's another one people say. Well, sex goes away after the kids, okay? Then you're going to try less, which means you probably stop doing what Catherine was talking about, opening the door, going on more dates. How many times? Here's another one. We can't date. We don't have anybody look after the kids. Hey, we don't even speak. I don't speak to my family at all. We have nobody in the town we live in. Catherine is really good at meeting other moms, figuring things out. There is always a way, but you can't figure it out because you say this goes away. You normalize everything. And then you even take away the good shit that could make the good stuff happen, like is what Catherine's talking about right now. So I love where this went. Love it.
Good. You're welcome.
What you guys need to start doing is this. Every single time you don't like something, think about the solution to get that thing. Okay? You don't love the cold plunge. We talked about this the other day.
Oh, not loving it is not the way to put it. But you're right.
Every time that, well, not every time. Quite often when I do that with Catherine, then she'll say something like, what are the benefits? And I always just say,
we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. Right? And it's because the benefits aren't going to matter right now. The point is that she's doing it. Because if she says it's too cold, I can never do it, which you do.
Every day.
But if she enforces that, she won't go the next step. Right? So what does she do? She thinks, well, my husband can do it for 3 minutes, then I can do it. That's what she does.
I believe it's going to get easier. I'm being proven wrong right now, but I believe, but I am standing my ground. I'm continuing to do it. If I thought that I was going to cold plunge for 10 seconds for the rest of my life, I'm not getting any benefits for 10. I might be getting a few because it's the whole fight, flight, or freeze. And I really do have to fight myself the entire time. Mm-hmm. Like every half a breath I want to get out and I stay in just a little bit longer and I do it for as long as I can. But I still believe, even though I'm not making much progress, there are little things that I'm making progress. I believe that it's going to get easier. Like he said, if I was just like, it's too cold, I hate this. I do say these things, but I say it because it's true, but it's the mindset. The mindset is, I know it's going to get easier. The mindset is, I know this is good for me. The mindset is, if he can do it, I can do it. If all these other people do it, I can do it. Also, I'm motivating so many people. You have no idea how many DMs I'm getting because of this, which helps me to remember why I'm doing it. So the reason I brought up that is because when you look at people when you have people in your life that support you, so if you have a marriage where everyone is telling you the sex goes away, don't worry about it, you're going to birds of a feather flock together. Mm-hmm. You are going to believe that sex goes away. If you hang out with us, you're going to hear a different story. We're going to be able to motivate you. We're going to be able to tell you to keep going. There's so many plungers that send me a message. This is what you need to do. Try this. You've got this. In 30 days from now, you're going to laugh. In a year from now, you're going to laugh at your 7-second plunges. And they know that there's somewhere to go and that I'm going there. Same thing happens with this goes away in marriage or any of the other things you're struggling in marriage. Make sure that you're surrounding yourself with the people that know you can do it and know that can recognize and discern the lies from the truth.
Yeah, I love that. Because if you understand why it's important to have support, you think about this, you've read books potentially, you're listening to podcasts, clearly you're somebody who's motivated to try to solve the problems in your relationship, right? So surround yourself. That's why I literally just talked to my CEO yesterday and said, no more one-on-one. It's the group support, the community, because you've already done this alone. You need to have somebody pull you and multiple people, multiple ideas, multiple reflections. Like there's just nothing but value there because all of those mindset shifts, you can't possibly think one person's going to, well, I mean, we could do it, but the point is the more people that are flipping your switches on the mindset, the more solution-based answers, or like she said, I'm motivating all these people. Boom! How exciting is that for her? That's excitement, not anxiety, right? The moment that that starts to go higher, she's going to push a little longer in the plunge. A little bit higher, a little longer in the plunge. So
speaking of anxiety, I'm getting anxiety even thinking about that.
Oh, well, let's figure it out. Let's go do a warm plunge.
Ooh,
episode's over. Gotta
my
go.
Goodness, bye.
See ya.